So, this is the first episode of Things Your Mama Didn't Teach You, and my name is Deb. I am on Instagram as Big Old Strapping Girl, and I'm 54 years old this year. I thought I would start doing a podcast to kind of journal what I'm going through in getting healthier, and it helps me with accountability. And honestly, it helps me in a couple of months if I want to go back and listen to where I was at mentally, emotionally, or whatever. It'll give me a little feedback. So a little about me. After years of on-again and off-again battles with my weight, I lost my mom about a little over a year ago to end-stage COPD. Please don't smoke. If you're smoking, please try to stop. And I took care of her and two houses for about 2 years. A little over 2 years, actually. I found that because of this, and because of the stress I was under, I began abusing my body in food. I found out the hard way that neglecting your body affects your health. I have L4, L5 back issues from an old injury from about 30 years ago, almost 30 years ago, where I fell down a flight of stairs with my newborn baby, and so that he wouldn't bounce on the hardwood stairs, I bounced on my tailbone, and then I re-injured it about 15 years ago, and now I have arthritis, especially in my lower back and my neck. I also suffer a little bit from, well, not a little bit, a lot from depression and anxiety, and I do have migraines. The migraines I'm experiencing now are because of menopause. So see, I'm just a barrel of laughs. All this increased the things going on with the depression and the anxiety, dealing with my mom and her illness. And, you know, life happens fast. It comes at you really fast, and you just do the best you can to survive. So I did this by eating crap foods, absolutely no exercise except to walk to the kitchen and stuff my face some more. And that's how I dealt with the emotions I was facing with my mother dying. After my mom died, I went into a major tailspin, and for the first time ever in my life, except for the one time I was pregnant, I was about 2.5 weeks past my due date, and my blood pressure shot up. But other than that, I've never had blood pressure problems. My blood pressure went through the roof. In September of 2017, I can't talk today, I had one more major scare with my health, and something finally clicked in my head. It just clicked. And I started researching. I'm kind of knowledgeable about nutrition. I'm lucky enough. I have lots of nurses and nutritional people in my life. I have a sister-in-law who has a degree in exercise physiology, and I've worked in the medical field some. I researched nutrition. I did a major overhaul of my eating. Now, when I say a major overhaul, I mean I cut out refined sugars, white flour, white rice. I increased my water to about between 80 and 100 to 120 ounces a day. And I started walking on my two breaks at work. In the state I work in, we get 2 15-minute breaks and a lunch. And so on those 15-minute breaks, I would pop my headphones in and I would go walking around the block. And at the beginning, I couldn't walk very much. I could maybe do a block, and I would come in so winded. And then about a week or two after I started, my daughter-in-law saw me one day walking, and she gave me her old Fitbit, and I popped it on my arm, and that kind of gave me motivation to, you know, try to hit my steps every day. I started off really low, but, you know, within a month, I was up to 5,000, and by December of 2017, I was up to 10,000 a day. I stopped. One of the biggest things I stopped doing was stop drinking diet soda and sweet tea, and just started replacing that with water. I created an Instagram account. I have a personal one, but I created the Instagram account so that I could find people that are going through the same things I'm going through. Most of the people I've met on here are very supportive. They have good tips. I've even had a couple of trainers to celebrities answer some of my just basic questions. And it's helped me a lot. It's helped me focus a lot. Another thing I really went to focus on was self-care. Because of my depression and anxiety, I realized I had to start looking out for Deb. And as much as I love my husband, as much as I love our five children between us and our, you know, 10 grandchildren going on 11 grandchildren, I had to start focusing on Deb. And once, you know, I started doing that, I realize I could be more to them and I could do more for them. So a lot of things have happened since September of last year. I've lost 15 pounds to a lot of people. 15 pounds isn't a lot. It's just not very much. But to me, it's so satisfying because I've done it my way. I've lost inches. I've gone down two sizes. I've gained a confidence I've never had. I think the biggest thing, though, that I've gained is I've learned to appreciate my body and the curves that I've despised most of my adult life. I've learned to deal with my anxiety through exercise, and it's helped with my depression. I don't have to take Xanax now. I do still take antidepressant. I used to take in the evening. And just to make a very long story short, I've decided to get healthier and make myself healthier. I don't want to be in my 70s struggling because I allowed myself to get in the shape that I was in at 53 years old last year. So this podcast is going to be me reflecting on, you know, I jokingly call it, you know, things your mama didn't teach you. My mama was the best mama in the world, most supportive, loving woman. You know, she was strong. However, she had some little demons, and especially with her weight, she had some bad habits, and she taught me some bad habits, and then I taught those to my children. So it's kind of like a vicious cycle, and I've had to learn to overcome some of these cycles and realize that, you know, I made some mistakes. I've made a lot of mistakes, but I've learned from these mistakes. So, bottom line, I don't have a degree in nutrition. I don't have a, you know, degree in nursing. I don't have a degree in exercise physiology. However, I know a lot of people that do, and I don't mind asking questions, and I'm really good at researching because I'm a paralegal by trade. So I get out there and I research things and I find out things. And, you know, if you need somebody to talk real to you about things, I'm the person to tune in. I hope you will tune in. I'm going to end this now. I just wanted to say hello. I'm looking forward to doing this. I'm going to try to do this about once a week. I'm going to try to each week try to talk about subjects that, you know, maybe your mama didn't talk to you about. And maybe my mama didn't talk to me about, but things I've learned from, you know, reading and researching and reaching out and networking with people. I've learned a lot of things. This podcast ain't going to be about selling you a wrap. It ain't going to be about selling you an exercise program. It ain't going to be about losing weight quickly. It isn't going to be any of those things, but it is going to be about true soul searching, you know, things that I've done to help me get to a better place. And I hope, you know, maybe you can get a little bit out of it and do something for yourself. If nothing else, I hope you'll take time every day to do a little bit of self-care. I say this sometimes when I'm doing my Insta stories, you know, just get out for 5 minutes and walk around the block, get some fresh air, do something for yourself. In the evening, take yourself a bubble bath if you're a bubble bath person. If you, you know, feel stressed out about something, dance, turn on the music and dance. I did that last Saturday night. I turned on some 70s music because I'm old, and I had some Donna Summer on, and I danced all over my living room. And you know what? About 30 minutes later, I put it down as freestyle for my exercise, and you know, I figured out how many calories I burned, and I felt great afterwards. So anyway, the bottom line is just try to do your best each day. Try not to beat up on yourself. You're a normal human being. We're all humans. We all make mistakes. And try to just, you know, pat yourself on the back sometimes and say, hey, Deb, you did a good job. Or hey, I'm okay. You know, I'm going to be okay. I've just got to figure this out. Just remember to thrive in life. Don't just survive in life. All right, everybody. I hope you have a great day. I look forward to talking to you soon. Bye. Have a great one.